1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully your day is off to an awesome start. And appreciate you guys just hanging out with me this morning, man. As always, I thought it was going to be way stormier last night than it ended up being, man. I was taking a look at the radar. I was like, man, this is going to get real ugly. It was windy. It was definitely windy, but I just never got much of anything, which is totally cool with me. This, like I said, this is the time where the weather in Michigan just cannot figure it out. It's windy. It's lightning. It's snow. It's just a freaking mess, man. But something funny did happen. I almost went around and I almost asked who this was. This is a funny ass thing. I was at B-Dubs over the weekend and sitting there, you know, chowing on some wings. And there was a very eclectic group of music blocks that were playing. I don't know who was playing DJ that night on the jukebox where, you pay money and you get to pick a song. But it was everything. It was all sorts of stuff. It was really weird. It was like weird hip hop. That it was like maybe from the radio from like maybe 10 years ago. It was just off the wall stuff. It wasn't even just like hip hop. It was like rock and hip hop. It was a mix. But I looked and like somebody actually did put these songs in. And I was like, man, this is a really weird taste of music this person has. I don't know what it is. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, the Chicken Dance starts playing. The Chicken Dance. I was like, what the hell is this? Somebody just randomly put the Chicken Dance on and I'm looking around for kids because I'm like, it's got to be a parent. It's got to be a parent. I've been in B-Dubs before when somebody takes over the jukebox and it can get to be a little much. So the fact that somebody broke up all this madness with the Chicken Dance was freaking hilarious. And then it just went back to business as usual after that. I was just laughing my ass off. I'm like, who just played the Chicken Dance in here? This is the best song I've heard since I've got it. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We had a couple of guys from Kalamazoo area on some game shows last week. You can kind of read about their journey up on the 1077 RKR app. But taking a look back, John Phillips from Water Valete last Wednesday, he was on Wheel of Fortune. He actually did pretty good, to be honest. Like, he started off pretty hot, and he took a commanding lead. He had a big cash lead after the first couple of rounds. There's one of the people didn't have any money. The other one had 2,000. He was up to 10,300. Unfortunately, Geminis, who he was playing against, ended up running the show pretty much from then on out. John only ended up with just over 10,000. I think he ended up with like $14,300. Geminis was able to defeat him by 25,498. So that was pretty impressive. No bankrupts in there, and it was a pretty impressive run. Then we had James Dennison from the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts, who made a really nice 4-game run on Jeopardy. Unfortunately, last Thursday, he ended up taking the L on that, just under $100,000 raised on there. So we'll have to be keeping an eye out for more West Michigan people who are going to be on these game shows. But James definitely gave it a great run. 4-day victory for him. Got to tip your hat to him for that. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1981 as the 9th studio album from The Who, Face Dances. This was the first album in the 80s from The Who, and this was one of the first two albums with drummer Kenny Jones, who had filled in for the band after Keith Moon's untimely death 3 years earlier. Had a lot of mixed reviews from Rolling Stone and other critics, but it peaked at number 4 and has hits like Don't Let Go the Coat and You Better You Bet. It's a cool album. If you can find it in your record store, pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. What 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I want to thank every single person who helped out last week with the fundraiser that we had for our community here in Southwest Michigan that was impacted by the tornadoes. This week, we are going to be donating all of the proceeds to United Way, and they will divvy up the proceeds to wherever it needs to go. In United Way, we're basically handing it off to Branch County. They're going to work with the other counties to help get funds out. But I got to say, the original goal was to raise $10,000. And by 3:30, we were able to accomplish that. But we raised $5,300 in like a matter of minutes, because as soon as we had reached our $10,000 goal, we had two guys show up at the radio station who made a donation themselves that equaled $4,300. And that put us over the $15,000 mark. And I thought, I was like, okay, well, you know, we were making such good progress last week. Once we hit 10 grand, I was like, you know what? I still got some energy left in me. Let's go to 15. Well, that was quickly accomplished. In one day, we raised over $17,000, which is unbelievable. Just hanging out and listening to music. That's all we were doing last Monday. We're hanging out, talking, listening to music, and we raised $17,000 for people right here in Southwest Michigan. And that has a direct impact, guys, because we spoke to a gentleman who sadly lost his sister to the storms, and he was listening to the station. And he was super appreciative of everybody who was either sharing on Facebook or donating. So just doing something like that has real life impact. And that made the situation very real for me, at least. And I just want to say, you guys are the best listeners straight up in Michigan, because the fact that we were able to raise $20,030 for our neighbors here and for our community is super impressive. And all we did was hang out and listen to music. And we had so many great businesses donate money. And all the donations, 178 donors, big and small, all made a difference and added up to over $20,000 raised. So again, thank you to everybody who shared, commented, donated. It all helped us get to over $20,000. Got the full recap on the 1077 RKR app. You guys are the best. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Yesterday, the Oscars, my God, I stayed up so late last night, and I just got seriously let down. My favorite movie, easily, was Frankenstein. There was no question about it. The cinematography, the design, the mind of Guillermo del Toro is just unmatched. However, Sinners was an awesome movie. I thought that movie was super cool. It was a great original idea. Michael B. Jordan is super cool. Just a huge fan of his work, and that movie was great. Unfortunately, I think Frankenstein was very overlooked. It did win three awards in production, costume, and makeup and hair, but Guillermo del Toro just, I don't know, got shafted again. But Sinners, they took four wins. Michael B. Jordan, very well earned. Cinematography, original score, original screenplay. Something that people may not have seen, though, is there's a kid from Michigan who won an award for best short film, live action short film. Sam Davis, he's from Potterville. He took, that's just like just south of Lansing, but he took home an Oscar as well. It was actually a tie for him, his film and another film. And he was given a speech, and he actually shouted out Potterville in Michigan in his speech, which is really cool. You can watch it on the 1077 RKR. A big night for movies. I'm curious to see which films are going to make it next year. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Unfortunately, one of our most beloved sites in Michigan has been vandalized by some out-of-state tourists on the 1077 RKR app. They've not only been fined, but banned from visiting the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. You know, that spans more than 40 miles. And this whole area is protected. I got to see it for the first time last year, and it was just unbelievable. While they were on a routine marine patrol some U.S. park rangers contacted multiple vessels along the cliffs of the lakeshore. And these people from Illinois, they had been carving large letters into the cliff faces and had collected over 100 pounds of rocks with the intent of taking them home, which is just a no-go. You cannot do that. I don't know why the hell they were doing this. And especially when you go there and like you see, you know, these are natural wonders and they're already crumbling a little bit because that's just what happens. We don't need more people, especially outsiders, coming into this and ruining stuff. So, yeah, to check, you can find out what the penalties are going to be facing, but they've been banned. Don't let any of these people near any more national landmarks in Michigan. We don't need them by the Arch and Mackinac Island or just anywhere near us, please. 107.7 RKR, the Rocket Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We have an update from last week's story about how Stryker is battling a cyber attack. It's kind of a scary situation. A lot of people were kind of left with being unable to do their jobs because of the cyber attack, and they actually just released a memo, which we have on the 107.7 RKR app. Stryker said that on March 11th, we experienced a cybersecurity attack that resulted in a global disruption to Stryker's Microsoft environment. Upon detecting this incident, we quickly activated our incident response plan and launched an investigation with the support of external advisors and cybersecurity experts. They said the incident was contained to Stryker's own internal Microsoft environment. So there's no malware or ransomware detected. So the good news is like none of our stuff is being affected by this. It's very internal. But yeah, this disrupted a whole bunch of stuff. So if you want the update on this and just to keep up to date on what the heck is happening over there, and hopefully everybody can get back to their jobs and it's business as usual here. So 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We are getting ready for spring here in Southwest Michigan, which means the return of drive-in diners are going to be opening for spring. The root beer float stand, the root beer stand is now open. They opened a couple of weeks ago. They were like, you know what? We're not waiting. Let's go for it. Also, we're getting ready for Oberon Day. We're a week away, and I'm going to be out there broadcasting live from 11 to 3 next Monday at Oberon Day. So make sure to come through, get some fun stuff from us, get signed up to win some cool stuff. Corky's is going to be doing, they're going to be opening up the new Mooville Creamery location. I want to know from you guys on the chat button, the 107.7 RKR app, what's your go-to drive-in place here in Southwest Michigan? Or maybe even West Michigan, maybe even you make the trip, hit me up on the chat button, the 107.7 RKR app, and get a hold of me. Let me know where your go-to spot is here in Southwest Michigan.